Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and welcome to the third episode of our Business Empowerment for Martial Arts School Owners. Well, I'm saying for martial arts school owners, but the information that is being covered in this class is good for anyone. If you own a business, the same marketing information is information you can use to grow your business. And that's what I really want to say first is about growing your business. So you have to consider that your martial arts school is a business. If you think it's something different, then it's how you're actually wrong. Because you, number one, you have a tax ID number or you're using your Social Security number to open up a bank account. You probably signed for a lease. You probably put money down on a lease. The government says you are running a business. Now, you can call it whatever you'd like to call it. And my question would become, you know, for me in the past, 38 years of being a school owner, that was the most important thing, was that I'm a business owner. When I hit the mat, then Hunchy's on the mat, that's where I am. But I'm looking around my school, and I've got key people to make sure that everything runs well in my business. I want to make sure that that happens. I'm teaching a class, and I didn't mind if folks didn't think I owned the school. That was okay, because I had a trained staff that they were there to make those things happen. So today we have back with us our coach and also my personal business coach. This guy pulled me out some deep water, going back to my school after giving it up and not being in the management part for several years, going back in and realized the game had changed. And that's what you have to realize in running a business, is that that game continues to change and you have to be ready for that change. And this is the reason you should have a business coach, or you should be in a group environment that you have successful thinking people. This is a part about guaranteeing your success. Everyone, I want to introduce you to Grandmaster Lawrence Arthur. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. Thank you for having me on. I'm so proud to be part of this, and I appreciate the kudos you give me. It's interesting. I hear that quite often. People, you know, they either come back into the business or they realize that what they've been doing for 30 years hasn't moved them ahead. They're still struggling. They're still trying to make the rent payment every month, and they just need, they're tired of it. They're sick and tired of it. And you don't have to struggle in this business. You just need to know the right stuff to do, and you can change so many lives, including your own. So I'm happy to be here. And I understand this is their third installment, and we talked about the mindset to start with, and I think that's really important that you understand what it is you're trying to accomplish with your business. You're not just in there to teach classes and turn out black belts, but you've got to have a mindset that says, I'm here to change lives, not only my lives, but my staff, their lives, and their students' lives. And then how do you do that? Well, it has to start with marketing. You got to get some sales opportunities, some people in front of you that you can show them the path that we're all on, the martial arts way. And then, of course, once you get them in the door, well, you don't just enroll people hoping that they stick around. I'm going to share with you some ideas today on not just enrolling people for the sake of, a lot of people are signing people up for these three lesson programs or six week programs. I don't do any of that. We enroll them on a real program, and then we enroll them with the intent that they're going to upgrade to a higher level commitment, a bigger program within a few lessons. But it's important that we show them initially how to get enrolled so that they understand that if they do well, if we think they can move forward, then they can commit to becoming a black belt. And that's really what the key to it is getting people to commit to being black belt or beyond black belt. Now, you and I, I know that when I got involved in martial arts, I was a lifer. I knew that. And that's all I've ever wanted to do was martial arts. And still, that's exactly how I feel about it. People talk about retiring. I'm like, what? and give up all this fun? Why would I ever want to do that? I love doing what I do. I don't ever want to retire and just say, okay, I'm all done with that now. It's not a job. It's a hobby that turned into something that, well, I make a living at it, and I love doing what I do. So, you know, if you have the right tools, you have the right understanding, and you love what you're doing, the passion, you never work a day in your life. You love what you do, and you can become wealthy doing it. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to dig right into it right away. Those of you who haven't heard me talk before, I speak at about 500 words a minute, and most people understand about 175 words a minute. So just hang on and take good notes and listen to the recording again if you need to. First of all, I want to talk about, I've already covered marketing ideas and a lot of them. If you're not doing a daily marketing program, and I mean daily, and that you've got appointments coming in every day to your school, then you need to go back and listen to the other lessons or contact me and let's put together a program where we know you're getting leads every day. That's what has to happen first. Now, when they come in the door, how do you enroll them? Well, first of all, you have to want to sell. The number one skill of a great martial arts instructor is his ability to sell a membership. You got to want to enroll people. And I don't mean you just sit back and go, yeah, I wish I could enroll people. No, you got to want, you got to be ready to do business every day. You don't show up and hope someone comes in and you put them in some uniform and put them in a class and hope they buy your whatever program you're offering. You've got to have a script in place. I'm going to cover some of that with you today. But you got to know exactly what you're supposed to know, not just winging it and hoping that someday enough people are going to walk in, it's going to make you have a big school. Doesn't work that way. The second part is getting your academy ready. Your school has to be ready to do business. I don't mean you go in the morning and wipe the windows down, the mirrors down, and start sweeping the floor, because if you're still doing that stuff, you're overpaying somebody to do it, and that person is you. You got to go into work in the morning ready to go to work on the business and not cleaning the mirrors or windows or vacuuming. You make sure your academy is ready to go the night before. Everything is ready. Everything is cleaned up. You know, when you close a restaurant up, you don't wait till the next day to come in and clean it. You clean it that night. So the next morning, it's ready to go to business. That's the way you have to run your school, the same way. And then when you have an appointment with somebody, you got to know more than just, I got somebody coming in today. You got to know who, what, why, where, when, and how, and everything you can know about that person that you plan to have a conference with. In other words, prepare yourself with as much information as possible so you're going to make a professional presentation. You don't want to go to your doctor and he go in there and say, what's your problem? And then what happens? You know, that part of it, he has to have an understanding about you and able to prescribe the right program for you. Same thing with us. You know, when we're making a presentation to somebody to move them from one level to the next level, we've got to know the reason why they joined our academy in the first place. We call those hot buttons, things that they're looking for when they come into your school in the first place. And when you, as far as the time that you work, you can't show up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and work until 8 and call it a day. Not bad. Half a day work, 4 hours of work, and you think you're not making more money. Well, you're working a part-time job. You got to show up earlier in the day. You got to be prepared to do the right work, which is marketing in the daytime. You spent, I don't know, 4 hours a day doing marketing and 4 hours of the day running your school, you would have a packed school. And that means when you show up early. You don't show up right on time. You show up before that. And don't walk in the door with coffee and a Danish or some half-eaten sandwich and you're got your T-shirt on and your cut-off shorts on. You're not ready to go to work. You're ready to go in and take a nap, looks like. You know, you don't show up without your polished uniform on. You look like a martial artist. You go in to go to work. If you're late for work, well, you're not taking your business seriously. You're kind of going in and having a hobby that you hope is going to pay you. And then there are systems that you learn to run your school by. You know, McDonald's doesn't hire somebody and just put them on the front counter. They put them through 2 weeks of training. They've got to learn how to run the systems. The systems run the business. The people run the systems. You got to understand those systems. You don't just go in and wing it, which is what most people do. And granted, you might have to do it to start with, but you don't wing it longer than you have to. You study. You study the systems. You get them down word for word. You change your vocabulary. You say the right things to the right people at the right time, and magic happens. It's like saying abracadabra, and money appears. And you practice it until it becomes natural for the way you say it. And I'll tell you this. I train an awful lot of schools doing this, and the faster you're able to recite the scripts word for word, the faster your life will get easier for you to enjoy. So, you know, it takes about a month. It takes about 30 days for you to completely learn the systems and start applying them. And then you control the experience of every person that comes in the door. Everybody gets the same experience. You know, when you go up to the window at McDonald's, what they're going to say and how they're going to say it. They say it the same way. By the way, Chick-fil-A does it a better job. They're even better at customer service. But yet you know what they're going to do because they control it with everybody. Make sure you have control of not only your telephone, but even the way people are talking in the lobby area, the way your students display their courtesy or the way they show respect, the whole atmosphere, the whole culture of your academy. You know, you've got to understand that when you're doing business in your academy, everything around you is happening, and it's happening for a reason. And the people that are coming in for the first time are going to get a feeling about it. And that feeling is either, hey, this is the right place for me, or these people don't know what they're doing. They're hitting that and missing and hoping they get it right, but they're unprofessional. Most schools, I'd say 80%, are unprofessional. They don't have their systems in place. They're just hoping that they get it right. And then when you are asking people to make a decision, you don't give them a bunch of options. You tell them what you want them to do. You ask people to make a decision about committing to your academy. If you give them two or three different options, well, you confuse them. Then they're not sure which one is right. You're their mentor. You tell them what you want them to do, and they're more likely to make a positive decision with you. But only if you understand that the script is designed to create future business by them bringing in their friends for referrals, that you're pre-framing them, that they're going to be moving into a higher level of training. They're going to become a future instructor. Now, you think about it, a white belt going to become a future instructor? Yes, we plant that seed. You see, we really produce only three products. We produce white belts, and we want 20 new white belts a month. We produce black belts. If you're not producing, but you know the old saying is you're only one in 100 get your black belt, well, that doesn't have to be that way. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not giving away belts. I'm not a belt factory. I believe your black belt should be great, but I also believe that customer service will create better black belts. That's next lesson. I'll be talking about teaching and how to create better students. But today I'm talking about actually enrolling people so that you create excellence in your school. And then I said we create white belts, we create black belts, and then we create instructors. And we focus on creating instructors from the time we meet them. They understand they're going to be starting in a basic program. They're going to be moving into a leadership training, into an instructor training program. They're going to eventually become one of our partners in this business. And we treat everybody that way. If you treated every white belt like they're going to become your future partner, you automatically have a bigger pool of people to draw from versus waiting until somebody get their black belt. And in most cases, one in 100 get their black belt. No wonder you don't have anybody working for you. You've already thrown away everybody that you thought could possibly become one of you, become like you. That's what they want. And you've got to be willing to train people. You've got to be willing to practice. You've got to be willing to role play daily, not, well, we have a meeting once a month, or we have a meeting once a week. That's not enough. Once a week is nowhere near enough. Every day until you get it down. You see, if you make it that important, people will take you seriously. When you show that you're ready, you're willing, and you're able to train, practice, and understand how to enroll people, Well, that changes the whole dynamics of your business. So let me go into the basically, there are six steps to enrolling. I take that back. There are seven steps to enrolling people. First step is the greeting. When someone walks into your school, what happens now? Are they ignored, or did finally somebody walk over to them? Do your students understand how to walk up to somebody, bow to them, and say, "Hello, I'm John Doe. I'm in the leadership program here." And you are? Well, I'm Fred Smith. Well, Fred, welcome to our academy. Master Jones is in the class right now. He'll be right with you. Have you taught your students to be nice to people? That goes a long way to showing the culture of your school. In other words, the structure, the specific style of greeting. Someone walks into your karate school. Guess what? You bow to them. They're going, "Whoa, this is different. I've never been bowed to before. And this ain't soccer practice. This is different." It's a different way of greeting somebody. And everybody is treated the same way, with a tremendous amount of respect and courtesy. It's a consistent way that creates a certain tone in your school that actually makes it less effort to enroll them, because they realize this is different. There's a structure in place. And then from the greeting, you know, I'm not here just to give a bunch of information to you. Here's my flyer. Here's my class schedule. Here's my price sheet. Let me know if you want to enroll. We don't give any of that out. We don't have flyers. We don't have class schedules. We don't have price sheets. None of that stuff. There's nothing on our front counter. You see, the front counter is there to gather information, not give information. So the first thing I'm going to do is step over to our front counter and fill in our new student information form. This way I can get you on our email list and send you some additional information. It'll just take a minute, okay? And I had them fill out the form. You see, I want to gather information on their first visit so that I can help them understand what it is we do. There's no flyers. There's no literature out there for them to, well, take it home and throw it away. You know, it requires the new student to comply to what I ask them to do. I'm not going to give them anything until I find out all about them. And on that new student information form, they're going to sign a release form that says that, well, first of all, that they understand this is a risky thing that they're going to be getting involved in, and there's not going to be any money refunded that they're going to pay our academy. And they sign that to start with. Then once we have that information, now we can build some rapport. And we basically spend a few minutes talking about anything except martial arts. Talk about them, what they do, what their hobbies are, what kind of sports they've ever played, what's their family like, where they live at, what kind of work do they do. You see, I want to find out about them. They're going to be a lifetime friend and student of mine. I want to talk to you about you. You want to be a great conversationalist? Ask people about them. Talk to them about them. You'll be a great conversationalist. It's not about you and your credentials yet. It's about them. Find out about them. And then there's a transition. You know, that's interesting. Now let's talk about your martial arts training. When you get ready to take somebody on a tour of your academy, think about it this way. You got to make them a student from the time you start taking that tour. Now, a tour, that's relative, because after all, it's a 98% empty room. You got to show them what's not easy to understand, like your pro shop, your safety floor, the mirrors, or the lack of mirrors. You point out the features in your school. A feature might be the bags. A feature would be the pads. A feature would be the mirrors. You talk about the safety floor. It's good for balance, but it's the best for personal safety, which I'm sure is important to both of us, right? You see, you're not just talking about a safety floor. You explain to them why you have a safety floor. This will protect you in case you were to slip and fall. Feel it with your foot. See how giving it is? This is the best martial arts flooring available. It's a great training tool, don't you think? You see, I tell you about the feature. I tell you about the benefits of the feature. And then I ask you for a receipt. I ask you, do you understand how that would help you? And they say yes. I want them saying yes over and over and over again during my tour. Because you see, if they understand everything and they're saying yes to me over and over, it's very difficult for them to say no when it comes time to enrolling. Because you see, you make that decision subconsciously. know, when you're constantly saying yes to the person about all the things that you've told them about, it's easy for them to agree and to get enrolled in your program. So you point out the features, you talk about how they benefit from it, and then you ask them, do they understand? You see, the tour is an opportunity to show them that they can become a black belt. Now, we even tell them the price. During the tour, we'll even drop the price to them. We'll say, you know, based on what we talked about, your entire family can train here for about $300 a month. How's that sound? Or $400 a month, or whatever prices you offer. How's that sound? You see, I didn't ask you to pay for it. I just told you that's what we run. They may say, that sounds great. Or they may say, that's a lot of money. And we say, we'll talk about that after your first lesson of the day. Even in the pro shop, you notice a pro shop, we have everything you need to train safely with. This is our basic equipment packet that you'll purchase today. You see it includes this handsome carrying bag. You keep all your personal belongings in, like your shoes, your jacket, things like that. Plus, it includes your black belt manual that we've used to create hundreds of black belts with. It includes your first DVD and a school T-shirt that you can wear as part of your uniform. It's only $95. And then this is our leadership package or our upgrade package, and you go into that. But you don't price drop it. You see how I've told you that there's going to be a basic equipment package that you're going to purchase. I've told you how much the prices are going to be. I've told you that it's a family program. I'm telling you this stuff without asking for it. That pre-frames them to make a positive choice. Even the schedule. You know, based on what we talked about, most of our students find time to come to class once or twice a week. Can you do that? You know, a lot of people will say, well, once a week is not enough. Well, really? You want me to come how often? 3-4 times a week? No, thanks. I'm not committing to you for 3 or 4 years for 3 or 4 times a week. I have a life outside of karate. I'm not ready to commit to that much. Can I come once a week? Yes. Can I get a black belt coming once a week? Yes. It'll take you longer. How long does it take to get a black belt? Well, it takes 300 hours of focused, concentrated effort. It's not a matter of 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. It's 300 hours. If you come twice a week, it takes you about 3.5-4 years. If you come once a week, it takes longer. But I'm not going to tell you you have to come 3 days a week. Not important. And by the way, I don't discount my program because you come once a week. The program price is the program price. Whether you come once a week or twice a week or 3 times a week, it's the same. And then we talk a little bit about me as your chief instructor. Let me tell you about my credentials as your instructor. You see, I've got to establish a value there. I've got to let you know that two things. One, that I have been training in the martial arts a long time, that I have been through a series of training programs to get to be qualified to teach it. And what I'm really doing here is I'm showing you that there are a series of training programs that you're going to be involved in yourself. I've been training in the martial arts for 50 years. I began my leadership training when I was 16 years old. I earned my black belt while I was still a teenager. Now, when I was 18 years old when I completed my certification program to become one of the youngest instructors in the United States. And here it is, 40 years later, and I'm considered by my seniors to be one of the best instructors in the country, while personally placing an emphasis on my students and their families learning together. You see, I have accumulated points through tournament competition to become a world champion. I am the best. You have a lot to look forward to. And if someone else is talking about you, they would basically say the same thing. They would say, he is the best. As a matter of fact, he's the reason why I'm here. I'm currently enrolled in his leadership program or his instructor training program, and my goal is to be certified as a chief instructor within the next 2 years. You see, you have a lot to look forward to. Now, when you meet him, it's what you'll say. You see, you're going to set it up so that people recognize that there is a process in place for you to get to where you are. That's all part of you actually taking them through a professional presentation that gives them an overview of what it's like to be a student in your school. This happens because you have a method that you're taking them through. When you build your story about being a chief instructor, you're not a coach. You're not a trainer. You are a mentor. And by the way, you should be teaching all the beginner classes. That's where you're building the relationship with people. That's where they get impressed with you. That's when you ask them to move into a more advanced level training program. They do it because they think that you have their best interest in mind. You got somebody else teaching the beginners, it's difficult for you to come in and say, okay, time to move you into a more expensive program. A lot more difficult to do it that way. And then the actual, before you take them through an actual lesson, you find out what it is they want. Why do they want to join? What are their concerns? What's their physical level? We use a personal analysis to do this with. It just gives us a chance to create a deeper level of rapport with the student. We uncover any possible objections they may have. We, in essence, we get them through their no's. If they're going to have any objections, we're going to find out before I ask them to enroll. I'm going to find out what their problems are before I ask them to get started. And they may have a preconceived idea of how much martial arts is worth. Is it $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month? Well, if it's $50 a month, it's not like a going out of business sale to me. Our program, your program should be the most expensive program in your town. That makes it so that you're the best. You want to be the best? Charge the most. Automatically, you've got to be your record. You know, we're a commodity. If I send you to the store to buy a can of green beans and bring me the best green beans home you can find, and you don't know anything about cooking, well, you're going to go and you're going to look for the most expensive green beans you can find. That's the only way you know. Same thing with martial arts. Don't try to be the cheapest guy in town. Try to be the most expensive guy in town. And then you change their idea of what we do and what we offer, why they think they want to enroll. We make it bigger. We show them that our program is worth more than $1,000 so that they recognize that they're getting a bargain by enrolling with us. You see, the personal analysis shows them that the real reason why they should enroll with us is because it develops their self-confidence and their self-discipline. You know, when you come in, you ask somebody why they enroll, they may give you all kinds of reasons. But when you give them an actual analysis and find out what it is they're interested, 99.9% of the time, they choose self-confidence and self-discipline as the number one and number two reasons for enrolling. So that's what we should be teaching them. And then in the actual lesson, we're going to be talking about confidence and discipline. We're going to show them that, well, martial arts is part of the program, but it's not really what we're all about. We're more about personal development, the leadership skills that they learn. Now, we do teach martial arts, but we teach the attitude of martial arts more so than we teach them a bunch of kicks and punches. We're very encouraging to them. We let them understand that this is going to be great. They're going to be good at it, and that this is the right school for them to enroll. It's challenging, but it's easy, and they're going to be good at it. And then finally, once they've done that, we're going to let them know, you're already pretty fast. You had fun, didn't you? Do you want to become one of my students? I know you can do it. Now, sit up straight and talk like one of my black belts while I help your parents get you enrolled. Mrs. Jones, your son's going to do well in our program. You told me you wanted to learn confidence and discipline from his martial arts training. And you can see from the way we teach our martial arts, that's exactly what he'll learn. And we go into the presentation of the office. Now, our office, by the way, our most successful schools do over $1 million a year. And there are no offices. There are no introductory rooms. There's one big room. We pull them off into a corner, teach the introductory lesson while classes are going on. We sit down with two chairs or three chairs with clipboard, and we enroll them. You haven't got to have some fancy-dancy room with one-way mirrors. I know that. I've been there. I've done that. It's not necessary. We tore ours down because you don't need them. You see, we go into the office or go into an office setting, and it's for doing business. I don't care if you say yes or no, to be quite frank, because you're not my only appointment today or tomorrow. I'm going to have 10 appointments on my books for the day. I'm going to enroll somebody, I'll guarantee you, maybe three or four today. I want to get a yes or a no out of you. I've done everything right. Then we're going to have a meeting of the minds, and you're going to go ahead and you're going to say yes. You see, you should get paid. As a professional martial artist, when you ask for money, they pay you. You get them to emotionally commit to you and pay you. You ask them to enroll, they enroll, and then we ask them to pay. And then we ask them to pay more. We actually ask them to pay us five different times. We ask them to enroll, pay the enrollment fee. Once they pay the enrollment fee, we show them how they can save some additional money by prepaying the rest of their program, which is a six-month program. Well, they say yes or no is not important. Because once they do that, then I say, now let's go ahead and set your child up with his mandatory equipment package that I told you about. Because I've already presented to him in the pro shop. We ask them to buy that. Once they do that, we ask them to give them a chance to go ahead and prepay for their testing fees, which, by the way, I've already told them about that when I was in the office. We talked about certification fees and how it happens. We ask them to prepay for all their fees. Then we ask them to join the association that all of our schools are part of. So you see, we ask them to pay five different times. Now, how do we do all that? Well, as I said, the system, I've kind of shared it with you there. Then there's a script for every bit of that. You learn the scripts and you practice it. You meet two or three times a week and you role play. You take one page of it. You memorize one inch, one sentence, two sentences, and you practice that. And you just simulate the event as much as possible. You learn to wing it. You learn to walk through your tour, just pointing out the different features in your school. And you pair off with each other. Or if you're a one-man operation, you pair off with Casper, Casper the Friendly Ghost. And you just take him through talking to yourself. And then you just learn to wing it. But you don't wing it any longer than you have to. Spend about 30 minutes a day role-playing. If you do that, you're going to be rewarded in public for what you practice in private. Remember something. Salesmanship is your number one skill. And that skill is your ability to communicate the values and the benefits and then ask to be paid for it. 20% of you will be rock stars at it. You ever met a rock star salesman? I did one yesterday. He came in to do my driveway. He pulled up in the driveway. He sold me an asphalt resurfacing. When he finished, I said, "You want a job? I'll hire you. You've got what it takes." 60% are going to be average at it. It means they can do it and they can learn it. And 20% will be lousy. The good part is you can turn that 60%. You can be improved to become the top 20%. Those are the people you can help you grow your academy and open up multiple locations. I mean, you don't need to go out and buy a bunch of books on sales. You probably already bought them before. You probably bought that box of stuff that comes to you in the mail every month that goes on the shelf that you never use because it really didn't help you. You need to have a mentor that says, look, this is what you need to do next, and then it's what you do have to do after that. You don't buy karate in a box and then learn it. You have to have a teacher, a mentor, someone who can train you and says, that's good, now let's add this. Now, let's make sure you work on that. And you take it step by step until you become a black belt in business. When you do that, then you're capable of writing your ticket anywhere in the world. Where would you like to live? If anything were possible, where would you want to live? The beach? The mountains? I don't know. Anywhere. When you understand the business and how it's done, you can go anywhere in the world and open up with no money. It doesn't take money. It takes understanding how to do it. And you can also pick and train your future staff. I'm talking about when they're 15 years old, 16 years old. I have students that were 15 years old. They're now 25. They're now multimillionaires, 6 locations, 40 people on staff, doing $250,000 a month. Not too bad for 25 years old. Why? Because they learned it early on how to do the system, and they followed their coach. And I still meet with them every week. It's easier for those youngsters to learn the scripts. Sometimes our old brain makes it a little more difficult for us to memorize it. I'm not saying you can't, because I still have to do it myself. But they're also physically capable. They haven't set their career goals yet. You can aim them in the right direction. You can start training teens how to become leaders in your program. Now, I don't mean how to teach a birthday party, because I think that's part of it, but that's not going to make them any money or make you be able to turn the whole system over to them. But you can teach them everything else if you have a system in place that you know works. You just can't. I always say this way. Oftentimes, karate people, they try to find out how to run their business by asking their buddies. And their buddies aren't making any more money than they are. I dare say that 70 or 80% of the karate schools in this country would close up if they didn't have an after-school program. Well, that's not karate, guys. That is babysitting services. You're not a real karate man. When I say we do $100,000 a month, we do that without karate. We do after school programs too. They do an additional $30,000 or $40,000 a month. But we don't count that as part of our overhead. It's part of our $100,000 a month. You see, if you understand the systems, you learn how to sell correctly, you learn how to persuade somebody that you have their best interest in mind, and you advise them on what they need to do to compete or to complete your training in your program, well, they buy from you. And then once they buy from you, they will listen to you. If you're a good mentor, they will take your recommendations about what else they need to purchase, what else they need to pay for, what else they need to enroll in, especially when you give them a savings. You show them how they can save money. But they may cash out on a program, but there's always another program. So you give them discounts for prepayment. As a number one, we call it number one, chief instructor or someone who works as a program director, you know, that person is who they think they're going to become like. If that person that's helping you happens to be some mom who you're not paying, who answers the phone for you, who doesn't have a clue about your business, you're making a big mistake. You're throwing money away. It's a $100,000 mistake that you're making. You need to train somebody, that you pick somebody who has the look, who is direct, who is confident, who's physically fit. By the way, if you're not physically fit, you need to get there, whether it means running, walking, exercising, whatever. You are the product of your environment. If you're not there, well, maybe that's a problem with your business. Maybe you need to put somebody in there who is all of that. You become a better communicator. The language you start speaking is called Scriptonese. You learn it, you repeat it, you get it better. And you are well-groomed. You dress sharper than the average. You know, your uniform isn't the same old uniform that's hung in the bathroom or hung in the locker room that you put on every day. Every day it's a fresh, crisp, like it just came out of the cleaners looking uniform with all the patches on in perfect place. And I don't mean a different color every day. You look like you're supposed to look like. You don't wear every color in the book uniform. That's not uniform. That's multicolors. You got to look the same way. All your students look the same way. When you look at your school, you should be able to say, there's my leadership students, there's my beginner students, and there's my instructor trainees, because of the uniform they wear, so that everybody who comes in can recognize that there is a process in place that people are going through to become a future instructor. You got to be respectful to the protocol of martial art. There should be more bowing, more courtesy, more respect, and you treat everybody the same way. There's no prejudices in our martial arts. We hope that anybody can become a great martial arts instructor. So, you know, do you lower your expectations? Well, yeah, but you raise your standards. I haven't got to have you, I'm not going to have a yellow belt that looks like a black belt. But I do want to make sure that yellow belt has the courtesy and respect of a black belt. They know how to enter and leave our academy or our mat. They know how to say yes, sir, and no, sir. And you look more conservative. You know, you can't be dyeing your hair solid white or running around with, I don't know, the latest fad look about you. You got to look the part. You got to be a professional. You got to be a pro, or you can't stay. It's as simple as that. So if you're going to enroll people, the correct way of doing it is, number one, the greeting, the way you meet somebody. The second part is take them to the front counter. Find out about them. Talk about them and theirs. Then, to make them a student, take them on a tour. Point out the benefits. Point out the features in your school. Ask them, do they see how that's going to help them? Give them an understanding about your program. Yeah, do a price drop. Tell them how much it's going to be. Tell them about the schedule, how they can come to class once or twice a week. They say, well, when are your classes? Well, we'll talk about that after your first lesson. You know, we don't give a class schedule out. We're not making their decision based on when their classes are. Talk about you as a chief instructor and what you've been through, the different levels of programs you've been training in, and that you have, if you haven't been a tournament competitor, that's okay. That doesn't make any difference. Believe me, it doesn't make any difference. But that you have been training and that you are a whatever degree black belt and that you are training to become another degree whatever time with whatever level of training you're going to go through. You know, this weekend, we got about 20 of my instructors are all going down to Jacksonville, Florida, to Grandmaster Bill Clark's Karate America for a weekend of intense training on Krav Maga, Defense Lab, and Kali. Now, yeah, we teach those. It's not our primary program, but I want my instructors to be great. They're still students. They're still learning. Are you? Are you still learning? Are you still growing? Or are you just stuck in a rut doing the same old, same old? Most of the time if I ask people, when do you get your next belt? They go, oh, I don't know. Whenever my instructor tells me I'm ready. That's nothing worse than that. You don't have a goal in mind. Every student that we have knows the day and date of their next belt and the day and date of their black belt. And most of our seniors know when they get their mastership, their senior mastership, and for that matter, their grand mastership. Now, we're not giving out rank, but we let them know there is a system in place for them to achieve it. And if they do everything they need to do, they can get there. It might be when you get your grand mastership. It'll be December 2045. Okay. You can figure it up. There is a way. If you go to college, you say, when do you graduate? They know off the top of their head when they're going to graduate. Are you a college? Or are you just a good old boys working out with a club? You graduate when I tell you you're ready. Don't ask me again. Get over it. Have a program in place that people can enroll, they can move up, they can become successful, they can help you build a legacy. That's what you want to encourage. And then find out what they want. Show them how karate is different and develops their confidence and their discipline. Teach them how to do that in your first lesson. Have a lesson plan in place. Have a board up that shows everything about your lesson. Show them about the bowing. Show them about how they show respect for their parents and for you. You have a script in place that covers all of that. And then the office for doing business. Give them a chance to enroll today. Show them how they can save some money. Show them what else they need to purchase and able to become a student. You see, those who pay more stay longer. Those who buy the equipment aren't leaving. If they're not buying that stuff, well, they're basically saying, I don't want a bowling ball. I don't plan to keep bowling. Those that are on the league got to have the bowling ball. They got to have the shoes. They got to become part of this thing. You want to do the same thing with your karate school. Now, next lesson, I'm going to be talking about how we take that person from a basic student, which is what we just covered, and move them into a more advanced level of training. We call it our leadership program, which there again has a lot more to it, and it's about them learning how to become a leader in our organization. There are life skills. There are teaching skills. There are a certain achievement things they've got to make every month and able to move up in our system. I'm going to talk to you about exactly how to do that. By the way, that costs 10 times what the basic program cost. We enroll about 50% of the people that we enroll. We move them into a higher level of training in the first couple of weeks that they enroll with us. It's 10 times more money. When you learn to do that, you make more money. Simple as that. Master Bowen, I can go on and on and on with this, but I think that's about all the time I have. I hope you got something out of that.
Sir, that was a great call. That was a very, very good call. You know, I'd like to, you know, sort of say something, sort of reinforcing what you're talking about, especially in the upgrade programs, because this is one of the key things that really helped my school. And when you look at having a business, it's not always going out every week and trying to hunt new business. It's the repeat business, the longevity of having students around and supporting you. And when you're giving great martial arts and people understand value and they come in for value and they find that thing and they can see the benefits of their kids achieving the martial arts, those people will be around with you for a very long period of time. I had one parent to come into my school, and you know, she was renewing her son, her youngest son's membership, and she says, you know, my husband, we were sitting down talking. Do you know that we've paid you almost $30,000 in the past 9 years? I'm going, well, were you guys happy? She says, we're renewing, right? I'm going, well, ma'am, that's great. Thank you. In fact, let me set you up for it. Let me set the guys up for some pre-private classes with Hanshi. You know, but that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, we're talking about value, personal value, and doing what people are actually accustomed to being able to do. When someone tells me something is free, majority of the time, I think it's going to break on me, or it's not going to be available, or something must be wrong with it, and you didn't want it, so you decided to give it to me.
Yeah.
You know, so you have the concept, but I know in adding the master's program, the leadership program, now that was a really that was a huge jump, because we were just focusing on getting students to become black belts, and when we added the leadership program, and we started then developing a whole class of people that wanted to become teachers, and they were recognized, and you can identify who those people were. They were the most educated because they were going to special classes. They were getting in extra. They were training to become leaders, not just kick and punch guys.
Yep. Well, anything I can do to help anybody that's listening, I'm going to give you my phone number. My cell phone is 434-665-2497. Feel free to call me and ask me questions or talk about anything you'd like. I'm here to help you. I'm looking forward to next week.
Well, sir, I do appreciate that. And everyone, if you have a question, you can always reach me at area code 919-618-8075. You can also text that same number. Go to our website, www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com. Email us at amaawhoswho@gmail.com. We're providing these classes as another source of information. Your decision to use the information at hand, that is your decision. What we're doing is providing information that has been used to help people grow from where they are to the next level if they want to grow. So if a person is not ready for that information, that's okay. There's nothing that's wrong with that. We're just providing information. The American Martial Arts Alliance Institute, that's what we do. We want to be known, and we work as being an educational institution. So the information that you've heard today is education of how to be able to run a different type of martial arts school. So if this works for you, please take advantage of it. Go out, do something, email us, inbox us, let us know how you're doing with the information that you have now received. Everyone, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. Don't forget that we have our AMAA Legends Awards Banquet, and we are doing nominations for that. That's going to be coming up June 26th and 27th in Las Vegas. So go to our website, nominate your martial arts hero. Hey, this is Grandmaster Bowen saying be blessed, and we're going to see you the next time.